K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip hop and R&B. What's going on, baby? Your girl Sheena J is here, and in the building with me is the sexy Raheem Devon. What's going on, baby?
What's happening, Sheena?
Thank you for blessing us with your presence, man.
Oh, thank
you
for having me.
It's a love connection going on right now. Of course, you got the hot joint out right now.
Oh, yeah, you know, the hot joint.
And you got the ladies running around crazy in the building right now. Got me having to shut stuff down in the building right now, man.
It's all good. It's all good. Coming with the territory.
Now, it's been a minute since you blessed us with your presence. What's been going on, babe?
Oh, just working, you know. Been working on this album for about 2.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Also embarked on starting my own, you know, radio show, internet radio show and station, which we branding that out of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's going extremely well. You know, I just shot my 100th episode, my 100th show and my 35th live in-studio performance with Boney James. I've had everybody on the show. I recently just had Kelly Rowland and Dream. You know,
okay.
They got the tour going on and whatnot. So radio is a whole other platform for me, give me an opportunity to just reinvent myself and brand myself, but also brand my peers, you know what I mean, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Create another platform for them to, you know, expose their music to the world. We're in over 100 countries every Sunday. So,
oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, so it's
so
just,
where can people catch you on the radio?
You can tune into the Raheem Devon Show every Sunday at 7 p.m. To 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at bliss.fm. That's BLIS.FM.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Facebook friend me as well, the Raheem Devon Show. And, of course, you know, Twitter, Raheem _ Devon. That's R-A-H-E-E-M _ D-E-V-A-U-G-H-N.
Since we running all that, what's like the Instagram?
That's, you know, my Twitter and Instagram are the same handle,
mm-hmm.
you know, Raheem _ Devon. And then, you know, shifting gears, working on the album simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
you know, as I'm developing this internet show. The album, I'm happy to say, will be released on August 20th. It's called A Place Called Loveland.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's my fourth in-studio recorded album. I think it's some of my best work to date, you know. I'm coming off a Grammy-nominated album, you know,
yes.
2010 with, you know, the Love and War masterpiece. And just getting my business in order, you know, like, you know, just really bossing up. I'm signing myself now, so I'm out here moving as an independent.
Mm-hmm.
As an independent,
getting,
you know,
your own check.
Yeah, major's the new indie. So,
uh-huh.
So I'm enjoying that lane. It's a lot. I've always been a hard worker, you know, and really, you know, the soul, I guess you could say, person behind, you know, pushing my brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it really gives me the opportunity to be like very hands on with it, you know, and then of course, you know, In Town Tonight.
Of course.
Yeah, rocking with Mary J.
Got
Blige.
The PNC Arena.
Yeah,
you,
Chrisette,
you know,
Michelle.
Holding it down with Mary J. Blige and Chrisette Michelle tonight.
Yeah.
That's going to be on fire.
Yeah.
And I finally got my ticket sold, yes.
That's
kicked
what's
my
up.
Birthday, you know, off right.
Yeah, that's nice.
Weekend
what's
off right. So, of course, checking that out tonight. Can't wait for that. And you know, everybody, when you think of Raheem Devon, your music, you're like a storyteller when it comes to your music, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, being self-appointed love king, I've come to the conclusion that I bring people together with the music, whether it's for a moment or a lifetime. So
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, I enjoy that. I enjoy, you know, creating a body of work or a single where people look back. I want people to look back on this album. I want people to look back on Love Connection and say, like, yeah, that was my thing for 2013. That's where I met so-and-so. We did this and that, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So that's really what I strive for, you know, as a R&B singer, as a soul singer, you know, as an artist.
Well, speaking of love connections, I know the ladies want to know, do you have a love connection right now?
And I'm single right now, you
uh-huh.
know. Yeah, I'm very available, you know.
Available?
And it's a season of Gemini, so, you know.
Okay.
You know, so, you know.
Season of Geminis. Big shout out to all my Geminis out there June 12th right here.
I'm a Taurus,
mm-hmm.
so I'm a lot to deal with. And my birthday
yes.
is Cinco de Mayo, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, pretty
all right,
much,
so ladies,
you know.
You hear that and you know how to reach out to him now.
Yeah, and you know what to throw. And you know what to throw. You know to come down to the edge of the stage tonight. You know what to throw. You know what it is.
So what do you look for in a lady?
Oh, man, you know, I think it's crazy. I tweeted out earlier, I think I think the sexiest thing a woman can be dressed in, you know what I'm saying, is her confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I look for a woman that's confident. I look mm-hmm. for a woman that's ambitious. I like hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a hustler. So
every day I'm
you
hustling,
got, yeah, you
hustling,
gotta be,
hustling.
You gotta stay busy. You gotta be ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta be.
We're not looking for somebody who's sitting there and be like, oh my God, that's Raheem Devon. He could take care of me.
Nah, I mean, you know, as a man, you know, I feel like we should be a provider and
yes.
a nurturer and all of these things. You know what I'm saying? But there's a service that only a woman can provide for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That you know, I think that's required. And you know, I think every man out there ultimately wants a woman that can save them from themselves. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like they're looking for that woman that can save that man from himself. Like I got a record on my new album. You know, it's basically saying like, you save me from myself. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's ideally what every man is kind of like, you know, looking for. You know.
I like that. So ladies, Raheem said he's very, very single. So
oh, yeah, no doubt.
You already know what that is. So make sure, you know, you check him tonight at the PNC Arena and see what it is. Now, you see a lot of artists now going into this reality show thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that something you'll end up branching out into?
Nah, I mean, if it makes sense, I mean, if it's, I can't do the buffoonery, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to say, not the ratchet.
Really? My reality show is the Raheem Devon show. Like every Sunday, people can tune in from all around the world, kick it with me, get the rundown, what I've been doing for the week. Uh-huh. You know, in some cases, we run back footage. You know, I usually keep a camera on me pretty much at all times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they can really get a feel. You know, they get a feel for my personality, warp sense of humor. You know, I have two wonderful co-hosts. One is a comedian, professional comedian. Mm-hmm. You know, one has been in radio for years, you know, on the local station there. So it shows me another light. You get to spend 2 hours with me every Sunday, mm-hmm. regardless of where I'm at in the world. If I'm not in studio, I'm on Skype or on a jack the whole time on the phone.
I wonder if I can come and co-host with you. Oh, definitely.
If you ever there, you know, it's a different.
We can make that happen.
It's definitely a different climate. Uh-huh. It's not censored, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, you know, we just really cut up and do mm-hmm. us. Got wonderful topics, you know, cats calling in and all that type of stuff. So it's real cool.
You know? That's what's up, man. Now, what can we expect from with you on the show tonight? Because, you know, you've done Women's Empowerment, so I've seen your performance live. It's like you give a great show and you bring a lot to the show. What can we expect?
I mean,
tonight?
My reputation precedes me. They say I'm one of the best of my generation.
Yes.
So that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, man, I love performing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm Kanye West crazy about music.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And in terms of performing and that, you know, that kinetic energy and that exchange with the audience, like, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, women throwing the panties on stage and mm-hmm. it's very, you know what I mean? It's nothing like it. You know what I mean? It's an ultimate high for me. And you know, to be able to share the stage with Mary. You know, I mean, it's not every day you get to see a fine Mary J. Blige from New York. You know, Chrisette Michelle. Mm-hmm. Like that's fam right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like her first tour was mm-hmm. with me. You know what I mean? So
okay.
Yeah, and you know, just to see her develop and grow and, mm-hmm. and you know, turn into this, you know, just wonderful. Always been a wonderful artist, but just see people take to the music and just see her grow. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Bridget Kelly's also performing as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's done my radio show. Mm-hmm. She's like a regular. Like, she
on
comes.
The show?
If she's in town, she'll
she
come
just
through.
Coming through.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. you know, it's good to see her popping off as well.
Uh-huh. Now, who else did you work with on your album?
Oh, man, a lot of producers. I don't have a lot of features.
Okay.
I do have Boney James on the album.
Okay.
There's a record that we're sharing together, which is available on his album as well. It's called mm-hmm. Maker of Love.
Okay.
It's doing extremely well at the adult contemporary mm-hmm. format.
Mm-hmm.
This is his 13th number one selling album.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So my first number one, you know, be part of a number one selling album on the jazz chart. So I'm looking forward to getting a plaque on my wall, you know,
yeah.
for the jazz genre and music, mm-hmm. you know, just venturing out some other things. I also have jazz from Drew Hill on the album.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
But I really kept it, you know, after the last album that I put out, I had like so many features, mm-hmm. Damian Marley, Jill Scott, Dwelle, Luda,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? You name it. Wale was on the last album, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So I really, you know, when you get into your fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh album, I think that's where you reinvent yourself, but you also mm-hmm. establish, you know, for me, I'm establishing that Frankie Beverly cult following movement where mm-hmm. I can perform for the rest of my life,
exactly.
regardless if I have an album out,
or
you know,
not.
Or not, you know what I mean? So it's a strong body of work. you know, very consistent with what I put out, but I think this album is going to show my growth as a songwriter and, you know, vocal arranger and a vocalist and, you know, just the thought process. This album is, you know, A Place Called Loveland is a relationship think tank album, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's I've walked away from the pulpit temporarily, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, to just, you know, take it back to the bedroom. So it's going to be definitely an experience, you know?
So it might be, you know, some child support being dropped on
that. Oh, it's
that,
definitely,
you know,
going to be a lot of babies. It's going to be a lot of babies born. It's mm-hmm. going to be like, you know, it's a number of people that they may, you know, want to send me a thank you card. You know uh-huh. what I mean? Those that are conceiving, you probably see an increase in the stock of like Magnum and Trojan.
A lot of little boys around here named Raheem. Yeah, you know what I mean? Little
Raheem.
Name my son after you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Tattoos and all that cool stuff.
That's what's up, baby. Now, is it anyone in the industry that you probably haven't worked with that you desire to work with?
Oh, it's a number of people, you know. Definitely Sade mm-hmm. at the top of my list of artists that I would love to work with. I'd love to do an album with The Roots. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, like, you know, like Ye and you know, Jay-Z and mm-hmm. Me and Yo Gotti and talks about working. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You know, he sampled Bulletproof.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I'm willing to actually work with whomever. You know, I've been up all night, man. When I leave here, I'm going to go lay it down for a minute. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And just cool out. I was in Atlanta. You know, it's my second home. Mm-hmm. So I've been working all night. Bone Crusher has some stuff he's doing.
Okay.
Real dope, man. I'm going to be on the album, Marsha Ambrosia. Got a lot. Just this whole little live vibe he's doing is crazy. You know, I was in a studio with Slim from 112, like 7 o'clock this morning after
wow.
the Bone Crusher session. So mm-hmm. just planting seeds, you know what I mean? Just watching them grow. Mm-hmm. Working with everybody though. I have a few artists that are signing me as well. Phil Ade, mm-hmm. Which, you know, I know he's had some traction down here before. We brought him down here to do some touring in the past. He has a project dropping in July as well, called Rose, and has a video for Nas Told Me, which is available on, like, you know, YouTube and whatnot. You know, it's buzzing real crazy on the blogs and stuff like that right now. So listen out for Phil Ade, you know, 368 Music Group. That's my brand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we rap it to the fullest.
Okay, baby. Well, a lot going on, of course. Tonight is going on at the PNC Arena with Mary J. Blige, the Liberation Tour PNC Arena.
Yeah.
You, Chrisette Michelle, is on that. That's
yeah.
8 o'clock tonight, and I cannot wait for that.
Yeah.
And once again, let everybody know how they can catch you on Twitter, Instagram, and all of that.
Oh, definitely. Hit me up on Twitter at Raheem_Devon. That's RAHEEM_DEVAU. GHN. That's also the Instagram handle. Facebook friend me, request, like me, join me at the Raheem Devon Show. Definitely tune into the radio show. We just spreading the word, man. Come cool out with me on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And what's the radio show? Where they can get you on the radio?
Once
show
again,
at?
you can log on. And it's crazy because a lot more people are actually watching the show than they are
just
listening.
Because okay.
we stream it out live. So
mm-hmm.
that's www.bliss.fm. All my previous shows are archived on the Bliss site, and they're also archived on iTunes podcast as well.
All right, baby.
Yeah.
All yeah. right. Well, thank you so much. And I'm telling you, when I come through. I plan to come through, be like, yo, right
oh,
here,
nah,
what's up?
Yeah,
can I go
like,
ahead and co-host?
Yeah,
let
definitely,
me come through. We gonna
definitely.
Do this.
We got the vibes.
Invitation.
We got the drink of choice.
Oh.
You know what I mean? We got the chefs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Kitchen Cray, you know, they come through and hook mm-hmm. it up. So, yeah, definitely let us know. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a plan. And the album is dropping when?
August 20th, A Place Called Loveland. August 20th. My singles are available on iTunes now. Maker of Love, myself and Boney James. And as well as my new single, Y'all Burning It Up Over Here, Love Connection.
That's
thank you
right.
for everybody that's been calling and requesting the record. Continue to do that. I'm nothing without you. Thank you for your support out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and surrounding areas.
All right, baby. Thank you so much for coming through. Tonight
yeah.
is going down at the PNC Arena.
Love life.
And I'm going to be coming to the radio show real soon.
It's going down.
All right, love.
All right.